This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
My name is Daphne Chimuka. I am the National Coordinator for the Forum for African Women Educationalists, the Zambia chapter. FAWE is a regional, an African regional network whose main mandate is to work with ministries of education to transform the education system so that they become more responsive to the needs of girls and women. And our involvement in HIV/AIDS work stems from the fact that the HIV prevalence rates in our country are higher amongst the women than they are amongst men. And secondly, the maternal mortality rate is alarmingly high. We lose about 449 women to maternal mortality in every 1,000 live births. And thirdly, we have very high pregnancy rates. About 2007, we lost more than 13,000 girls, adolescent girls, to pregnancy. And even though we have a re-entry policy in place, less than a quarter of them get back to school. And our worry is what happens to the others that don't come back. So that is why we are intensifying our sexual and reproductive health education so that we try and curb the HIV/AIDS prevalence rates.
You mentioned that the rate is actually higher with women than with men. What are the driving factors behind this?
Well, the driving factors are mainly gender inequalities. We are a very patriarchal society where women are subjugated by men. And, you know, the result of that is that there's sexual violence, not just in matrimonial homes, but also outside the matrimonial homes. There are girls that are abused, sexually abused by relatives that keep them. There are girls that are sexually abused by teachers that are in charge of them. Secondly, we have very high poverty levels. The poverty levels right now are about 68%. And in a situation where a family lives in poverty, normally the girls would be sacrificed. Either they are given up in marriage and the family collects the lobola or the bride price, or they go into transactional sex in order to make money for family survival.
What do you think the implications are for U.S. policy moving forward dealing with education kind of tactics for curbing HIV/AIDS?
Mm-hmm. I think there is no way you can support education without looking at how HIV/AIDS is impacting on girls in particular. Because, you know, the young people in Zambia, they are a demographic force. We have 27% of the adolescent population in Zambia. And it is important that as we are supporting education, we look at how HIV/AIDS is actually destroying those gains that we are making in terms of access, retention, and completion. So it's really important that even as we are looking at issues of HIV/AIDS as they impact on education, we should look more seriously on how it impacts on girls' education in particular.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any advice for young people around the world who are interested in getting more involved in global health issues and want to make a difference?
I think the solidarity is important. If we are able to link up, I know that there are a few schools in Zambia that have linked up with the Canadian schools and a few that have linked up with American schools. And the young people that live out here in the Western world sometimes don't know the realities of life in Africa, that there are children that live under very, very harsh conditions. And I think it's just important that they reach out to them and help them in whatever way they can. The help doesn't necessarily have to be material. Just to have someone they can share the experiences with and learn from the young people that are living in a developed country that, like America, can really be an inspiration to the young people there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for talking with us. For more information, please visit us on www.smartglobalhealth.org.